Holy is our God, for my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, said the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. Isa 55:8-9. If we would know our God, we have to glimpse his holiness. We cannot enjoy his fellowship until he brings us to be holy as he is holy, because his holiness and glory are so very different from us. But those glimpses draw us to him, make us zealous to leave our fleshly life, to wait quietly on him who is within us so he can change us, and to live our lives dedicated to him, for he is our life. Yours, O Lord, is the greatness and the power and the glory and the victory and the majesty. For all that is in the heaven and in the earth is yours. Yours is the kingdom, O Lord, and you are exalted as head above all. 1 Chronicles 29:11. Therefore, come out from among them and be separate, said the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you. 2 Chronicles 6:17. So that you should not live the rest of your time in the flesh and the lusts of men, but live to the will of God. 1 Petros 4:2. Pursue peace with all men and holiness, consecration, sanctification, without which no man will see the Lord. Hebrews 12:14. For God has not called us to uncleanness, but to holiness. 1 Thessalonians 4:7. Glory in his holy name. Let the heart of them rejoice that seek the Lord. Seek the Lord and his strength. Seek his face evermore. PSA 105:3. And you shall seek me and find me when you shall search for me with all your heart. Jer 29:13. And without faith it is impossible to please him. He who comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. Hebrews 11:6. Draw near to God and he will draw near to you. James 4:8. We pray you to show us your holy glory, yet when we glimpse you on our face we must fall. I saw also the Lord sitting upon a throne, high and lifted up, and his train filled the temple. Above it stood the seraphims. Each one had 6 wings. With 2 he covered his face, and with 2 he covered his feet, and with 2 he flew. And one cried unto another and said, Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory. Then said I, Woe is me. For I am undone, because I am a man of unclean lips, and I dwell in the midst of a people of unclean lips. For my eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts. Then flew one of the seraphims to me, having a live coal in his hand, which he had taken with the tongs from off the altar. And he laid it upon my mouth and said, Lo, this has touched your lips, and your iniquity is taken away, and your sin purged. Isa 6:1-7. For you are a holy people unto the Lord your God, and the Lord has chosen you to be a peculiar people unto himself, above all the nations that are upon the earth. Deuteronomy 14:2. Who gave himself for us, that he might redeem us from all iniquity, and purify for himself a peculiar people who are his very own, zealous of good works. Titus 2:14. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the ending, says the Lord, who is and who was and who is to come, the Almighty. Rev 1:8. George Fox touched that holiness and shows us part of what he saw in letter number 292. He is the living God that clothes the earth with grass and herbs, and causes the trees to grow, and bring forth food for you, and makes the fishes of the sea to breathe and live, and makes the fowls of the air to breed, and causes the roe and the hind, and the creatures, and all the beasts of the earth to bring forth, whereby they may be food for you. He is the living God that causes the stars to arise in the night, to give you light, and the moon to arise to be a light in the night. He is the living God that causes the sun to give warmth to you, to nourish you when you are cold. He is the living God that causes the snow and frost to melt, and causes the rain to water the plants. He is the living God that made the heaven and the earth and the clouds, and causes the springs to break out of the rocks, and divided the great sea from the earth, and divided the light from the darkness, by which it is called day, and the darkness night, and divided the great waters from the earth, and gathered them together. Which great waters he called sea, and the dry land earth. He is to be worshipped that does this. He is the living God that gives unto you breath and life and strength, and gives unto you beasts and cattle, whereby you may be fed and clothed. He is the living God, and he is to be worshipped. And that which gives you to be sensible of him and to know him is that which convinced you in your hearts of sin and unrighteousness. So all gods that are made of stone, mortar, wood, silver, brass, iron, or gold are not the living God, but are made of men's hands. And the living God is he that gives you life and breath and strength and all things that are good, and would have you to feel after him with that which checks you for sin and evil, and would have you to worship him in spirit and serve him who is holy and righteous, and to live in peace, the holy men of old also saw that holy glory and tell us of his majesty and righteousness. And the angel of the Lord appeared to him in a flame of fire out of the midst of a bush. And he looked, and behold, the bush burned with fire, and the bush was not consumed. And God said, "Draw not near, put off your shoes from your feet, for the place on which you stand is holy ground." Exodus 3:2-5 Then Moses said to God, "Behold, when I come to the children of Israel and say to them, 'The God of your forefathers has sent me to you,' and they say to me, 'What is his name?' what shall I say to them?" And God said to Moses, "I am who I am." And he said, "Thus you shall say to the children of Israel, 'I am has sent me to you.'" Exodus 3:13-14 Jesus said to them, "Truly, truly, I say to you, before Abraham was, I am." John 8:58 And Moses said, "I beg of you, please show me your glory." And he, the Lord, said, "I will make all my goodness pass before you, and I will proclaim the name of the Lord before you, and will be gracious to whom I will be gracious, and will show mercy on whom I will show mercy." And he said, "You cannot see my face, for no man can see me and live. And it shall come to pass, while my glory passes by, that I will put you in a cleft of the rock, and I will cover you with my hand while I pass by. And I will take away my hand, and you shall see my back parts. But my face shall not be seen." And the Lord descended in the cloud, and stood with him there, and proclaimed the name of the Lord. And the Lord passed by before him, and proclaimed, the Lord God, merciful and gracious, slow to anger, and abundant in goodness and truth." Exodus 33:18-23-34, 5-6 Who is like unto you, O Lord, among the gods? Who is like you, glorious in holiness, awesome in splendor, doing wonders? Exodus 15:11 And it came to pass on the morning that there were thunders and lightnings, and a thick cloud upon the mountain, and the sound of a very loud trumpet, so that all the people in the camp trembled. And Mount Sinai was all in smoke, because the Lord descended upon it in fire. And the smoke ascended like the smoke of a furnace, and the whole mountain quaked greatly. Now when all the people saw the thunderings and the lightnings, and heard the sound of the trumpet, and saw the mountain smoking, they moved and stood at a distance and trembled with fear. And they said to Moses, "Speak with us yourself, and we will listen, but let not God speak with us, lest we die." Exodus 19:16-18:20, 18-19 For the Lord your God is God of gods, and Lord of lords, a great God, a mighty God, and an awesome God, who shows no partiality to persons, nor does he take rewards. Deut 10:17 Once I saw into that wonder, an opening into something that could not be seen, only perceived, for it was spirit, and so pure and so glorious and so powerful and so holy as to be beyond description. And I heard a voice say, "Our terrible great God. O God, you are awesome and terrible out of your holy places. The God of Israel is he who gives strength and power to his people. Blessed be God." PSA 68:35 Sing forth the honor of his name, make his praise glorious. Say unto God, "How terrible are you in your works! Because of the greatness of your power, your enemies shall submit themselves to you. All the earth shall worship you and sing to you, they shall sing praises to your name." PSA 66:2-4 And I knew, when I had a taste of that purity, why we had to be pure. But I also knew that the power, which was him, was so limitless and far beyond anything we comprehend, that our recreation to purity was effortless for him. So then those who are in the flesh living in their sinful nature cannot please God. Rom 8:8 Therefore having these promises, dearly beloved, let us cleanse ourselves from all filthiness of the flesh and spirit, perfecting holiness in the fear of God. 2 Cor 7:1 Have you not known? Have you not heard? The everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, does not faint, neither is he weary. There is no searching of his understanding. Isa 40:28 Let all the earth fear the Lord. Let all the inhabitants of the world stand in awe of him. For he spoke, and it was done. He commanded, and it stood fast. PSA 33:8-9 And the angel of the Lord said to him, "Why do you ask my name, seeing it is wonderful beyond understanding?" Judges 13:18 And every man that has this hope in him purifies himself, even as he, Jesus, is pure. 1 John 3:3 William Penn also saw the wonder of him, and praised his name. Many have been the dispensations of God since the creation of the world, to the sons of men. But the great end of all of them has been the renown of his own excellent name in the creation and restoration of man. Man, the emblem of himself, the glory of all his works. The world began with innocence. All was then good that the good God had made. And as he blessed the works of his hands, so their natures and harmony magnified him, their creator. Then the morning stars sang together for joy, and all parts of his work said amen to his law. Not a jar in the whole frame, but man in paradise, the beasts in the field, the fowl in the air, the fish in the sea, the lights in the heavens, the fruits of the earth. Yes, the air, the earth, the water and fire worshipped, praised, and exalted his power, wisdom, and goodness. O holy Sabbath! O holy day to the Lord! By William Penn, ascribe to the Lord the glory due unto his name. Worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. PSA 29:2. For since the beginning of the world men have not heard, nor perceived by the ear, neither has the eye seen a God beside you, who acts for the one who waits for him. Isa 64:4. Remember the former things of old, for I am God, and there is no one else. I am God, and there is none like me, declaring the end from the beginning, and from ancient times the things that are not yet done, saying, My purpose shall stand, and I will do all my pleasure. Isa 46:9-10. And praise be to his holy name, his pleasure was to send his Son to us so that we might become his people, able to see him, to be like him, even be one with him. Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above, and comes down from the Father of lights, with whom is no variableness, neither is there a shadow cast with his turning. James 1:17 Bless the Lord, O my soul. O Lord my God, you are very great, you are clothed with honor and majesty. Who covers yourself with light as with a garment, who stretches out the heavens like a curtain. PSA 104:1-2 In him Christ was life, and the life was the light of men. And the angel answered and said to her, The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore that holy thing that will be born of you will be called the Son of God. Luke 1:35 For to us a child is born, a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulders. And his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, God, Mighty, the Eternal Prince of Peace. Isaiah 9:6 And the Word becomes flesh and dwells in us, and we behold his glorious splendor, the glorious splendor of the only begotten from the Father, full of grace and truth. John 1:14 Thanks be to God for his unspeakable gift. 2 Cor 9:15 The apostles also bore witness to the glory of the Lord when he was on earth. For the life was manifested, and we have seen it and bear witness, and show to you that eternal life, which was with the Father and was manifested to us. 1 John 1:2 And Jesus was transfigured before them. His face shone as the sun, and his raiment was as white as the light. Matt 17:2 And now, O Father, glorify me with your own self with the glory that I had with you before the world began. John 17:5 Jesus therefore, knowing everything that was about to happen to him, approached them and said to them, Whom do you seek? They answered him, Jesus of Nazareth. Then Jesus said to them, I am he. And as soon as he had said to them, I am he, they drew back and fell to the ground. John 18:4-6 Then Jesus, when he had cried again with a loud voice, yielded up his spirit. And behold, the veil of the temple was torn in two from the top to the bottom, and the earth quaked, and the rocks split. And the graves were opened, and many bodies of the saints who slept arose, and coming out of the graves after his resurrection, they went into the holy city and appeared to many. Matt 27:50-53 But we see Jesus, who was made a little lower than the angels, crowned with glory and honor because he suffered death, so that by the grace of God, he should taste death for every man. Heb 2:9 For in him Christ dwells all the fullness of the Godhead in bodily form. Col 2:9 For in you rests all of glory, all past, all now, all to come. Bring us to be your people in this life, in this time, in this world. We would seek you with our whole heart and follow after you forever. To do this, we must also suffer a death of our fleshly nature on the cross, for him to be resurrected in us. When we wait quietly in the light to see ourselves, and repent so he will change us and write his ways on us, instead of our fleshly ways, then we will come to this promise. See how to receive the changing power of God by waiting on him for more information on dying to self. Here we can be led by him, changed by him, taught by him, and come to know him, so that they should seek the Lord and perhaps might feel after him and find him, though he is not far from every one of us. For in him we live and move and have our being. Acts 17:27-28 And I will give them a heart to know me, that I am the Lord, and they shall be my people, and I will be their God, for they shall return to me with their whole heart. Jer 24:7. You shall worship no other God, for the Lord, whose name is Jealous, is a jealous God. Ex 34:14. I heard while waiting on God, keep you only unto me, and whoever does not bear his own cross and come after me cannot be my disciple. Luke 14:27. So deny yourself and pick up your cross daily to follow him. Luke 9:23. For Jesus said, unless you repent, all of you will also perish. Luke 13:3-5. Awake to righteousness and do not sin, for some have not the knowledge of God. I speak this to your shame. 1 Cor 15:34. Follow peace with all men and holiness, without which no man shall see the Lord. Heb 12:14. While waiting on God, we were given understanding that part of pursuing peace with every man is to never say anything critical about anyone or any group, however they might really deserve it. Leave it unsaid. This trains the mind to be tolerant and therefore more peaceful with others. When we get completed with spiritual discernment, the Lord can lead us to any criticisms he feels that are necessary. But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, so that you may show forth the praises of him who has called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. 1 Pet 2:9. Watch, stand fast in the faith, conduct yourself like men, be strong. 1 Cor 16:13. George Fox loved the Lord greatly and served him magnificently. The following is from letter number 293. To whom is my love in the Lord Jesus Christ, by whom were all things made, and by whom all things do consist, and who fills all things, and does uphold all by his word and power. Who is the first and last, the holy head of his holy church, and the door into the holy way, for his holy people to walk in, and the setter up of a holy worship in the Holy Spirit and truth, to worship the holy God in, and the setter up of a holy religion, to keep from the spots of the world. Which religion is pure in his sight? For if we are to worship him as he wishes, much less become one with him, we must be holy, because it is written, be holy, for I am holy. 1 Pet 1:16. For he gave himself for us that he might redeem us from all iniquity and purify unto himself a peculiar people who are his very own, zealous of good works. Titus 2:14. That he would grant unto us, that we being delivered out of the hand of our enemies, we might serve him without fear, in holiness and righteousness before him, all the days of our life. Luke 1:74-75. Purge me with hyssop, and I shall be clean, wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. Psalm 51:7. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Matthew 5:8. Oh, your goodness that you would allow us to struggle with you to bring forth this new birth, this new creation, out of darkness to a pure and sinless life, so there is nothing separating us from you. For in you there is no darkness. You are all purity and power, and nothing is ever to come between us again, for we will be one. The eternal God is your refuge, and underneath are the everlasting arms, and he shall thrust out the enemy from before you, and shall say, destroy them. Deut 33:26-27. For this purpose the Son of God is revealed in us, that he might destroy in us the works sin of the devil. 1 John 3:8. By which exceedingly great and precious promises are given to us, that by these you might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. 2 Pet 1:4. I am the light of the world. Every man, he who follows me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. John 8:12. Glory in his holy name. Let the heart of them rejoice who seek the Lord. PSA 105:3. Great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised, and his greatness is unsearchable. I will speak of the glorious honor of your majesty and of your wondrous works. PSA 145:3-5. Therefore God has highly exalted him and given him a name that is above every name. Phil 2:9. For you are the temple of the living God. As God has said, I will dwell in them and walk in them, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. 2 Cor 6:16. Rejoice, you have left the broad way and found the narrow way that leads to life that few find. Matt 7:13-14. By the word of truth, by the power of God, by the armor of righteousness on the right hand and on the left. 2 Cor 6:7. The Father has exalted him above all others, and if we are to call him our Lord, it has to be in fact, not just words. We see the beautiful, new, holy creation he has brought forth with loving thanksgiving and breathless awe. He is to be Lord of our existence, controlling us. While waiting on God, I saw that after he has brought us to be pure and holy, we can mingle with his essence like two breaths joining as one. Then we will see, as he sees, and feel him always with us, never to be apart. We are still there, but we do whatever he sees is to be done, and adore him as he truly is. You are worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power, for you have created all things, and for your pleasure they are and were created. Rev 4:11 That at the name of Jesus every knee shall bow, of things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth, and that every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Phil 2:10-11 Why call you me, Lord, Lord, and do what I tell you? Luke 6:46 But to all as have received him, those who believe in his name, he has given the right to become sons of God. John 1:12 Flee youthful lusts, but aim at and pursue righteousness, faith, love, and peace, in the company of those who call on the Lord out of a pure heart. 2 Tit 2:22 And those who use this world as though not absorbed by it and with indifference, for the present form of this world passes away. 1 Cor 7:31 I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. Gal 2:20 So we can see him as he is, be holy to him, and cast ourselves down before his glory. Each of the four beasts had six wings, and they were full of eyes around and within. They did not rest day and night, saying, Holy, holy, holy Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come. And whenever those beasts gave glory and honor and thanks to him who sat on the throne, who lives forever and ever, the 24 elders fell down before him who sat on the throne and worshipped him who lives forever and ever, and cast their crowns before the throne, saying, You are worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power. For you have created all things, and for your pleasure they are and were created. Rev 4:8-11 While waiting on God, he showed me the ocean, and he spread out over it, and everything, including me, was inside him. And it was not just that he had created all, but that he was all. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him, and there was nothing made without him. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. John 1:1-4 And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. Gen 1:2 It is he who sits above the circle of the earth, and its inhabitants are like grasshoppers, who stretches out the heavens like a curtain, and spreads them out as a tent to dwell in. Isaiah 40:22 Jesus, who is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of every creature. For by him all things were created that are in heaven and on earth, visible and invisible, whether they are thrones or dominions or principalities or powers. All things were created by him and for him, and he is before all things, and by him all things consist. Who is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, so that in all things he might have the preeminence? For it pleased the Father that in him should all fullness dwell. Col 1:15-19 For in him we live and move and have our being. Acts 17:28 So that they may know from the rising of the sun and from the west that there is none beside me. I am the Lord, and there is none else. Isa 45:6 Now to the King eternal, immortal, invisible, the only wise God, be honor and glory forever and ever. Amen. 1 Tim 1:17 Christ in you, the hope of glory. Col 1:27 This website's purpose is to show how to become free from sin by benefiting from the changing power of God through the cross, which leads to union with God and his kingdom.